now recording.
Okay, thanks, Karen. So I will call the April 9th, 2021 Arizona Board of Occupational Therapy Examiners to order at 1:31 p.m. Ms. Whiteford, would you like to call the roll?
Sure. Barbara Paulson?
Present.
Charlene Marks?
Present.
Victoria Cantella?
Present.
Christopher Daly?
Present.
Quentin McAllister?
Present.
Vicki Igarola?
Present.
Karen Whiteford, present. And Mark Harris? Mr. Harris, did you say present?
Oh, I'm sorry, present.
Okay, thank you. Moving on to agenda item 3, declarations of conflicts of interest. Does anyone have any conflicts to report?
This is Charlene Marks. I have none.
Quentin McAllister, 7C1, and then also 8B Renewal McAllister.
Okay. Dr. McAllister, could you state the reason for the recusal on those, please?
8B is my wife, and 7, was it 7B? I'm sorry, I moved from the
7C.
I wouldn't be able to provide an unbiased opinion.
Thank you.
No problem.
When I saw that list, I was wondering if that was your wife. Okay. No one else? Okay. All right. As we move on to item 4, I would just like to take a minute to circle back to last month's meetings and ask Ms. Marks and Dr. McAllister if their attendance for the June 11th meeting is still uncertain.
This is Charlie Marks. It's still uncertain at this time. Okay.
I would not be attending the June 11th meeting.
Any other board members have any problems with the other dates? So we're good. Okay, thanks. Okay, moving on to item 5, reviewing and approving our meeting minutes. So everyone has read those?
Yes. Yes.
Any corrections? Oh, wait, I have one. which one am I at here? Item 5C, the executive session. February 5th. First line of those minutes, sentence doesn't make sense to
me. Oh.
Starting with.
Yeah, I see that. I will have to correct those and present them again at the next meeting.
So can we go ahead and make a motion on A and B?
Yes.
Can we do them together?
Can we take them individually, please?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
So I will go ahead and make a motion to approve the regular session meeting minutes from February 5th. Do I have a second?
I'll second the motion, Quentin McAllister.
All in favor?
Barbara Paulson?
Yay.
Charlene Marbs?
Aye.
Victoria Cantella?
Aye.
Okay.
I'm sorry, just one moment. I wanted to check attendance. Okay. Ms. Cantella, I don't believe you were at that meeting.
February and March.
I think that was the special meeting. February 5th.
Oh, yes.
Oh, that's right.
Okay, and then the same goes for Christopher Daly. You were not present at that meeting. And then that leaves us with Dr. McAllister.
Aye.
Okay, motion passes 3-0 with 2
abstaining.
Yeah. Okay, moving on to item 5B, the executive session meeting minutes of February 5th. I'll make a motion to approve those meeting minutes. Anyone want a second?
I'll second the motion.
Dr. McAllister. All in favor?
Barbara Paulson?
Yay.
Charlene Marbs?
Aye.
Victoria Cantella?
Was this also the one I was not?
Yes, so you would abstain?
Okay. I abstain.
Christopher Daly?
I abstain.
And Quentin McAllister?
Aye.
Okay, motion passes with 3 ayes and 2 abstentions. And then we will revisit item 5C next month, correct?
Correct.
Okay, moving on to item 6A. We have a complaint to review and consider. This complaint had to do with a possible improper billing made, and I don't think Ms. Miller is present today. I don't see her. Okay. Anybody have any comments on that?
Is anyone from the complaining agency present?
No.
Okay.
And Madam Chair, for the record, Ms. Miller was notified of the meeting by certified regular mail and email, and she did sign for the certified mail notification.
Okay. Thank you for clarifying that. So we can see via the investigation report that there were multiple requests for more information, and while some came in, it didn't seem to be what we really would need as a board to make a decision on this complaint. My feeling right now is that there's a lack of evidence. Anybody else? Mr. Daly?
I would agree. I'm not impressed by the evidence we have in our possession at this point.
Seems when the brunt of it was a lot of a video documentation, but we have no video documentation. So it's just someone's word.
This is Charlene, Madam Chair. I agree with you. After reviewing all the information that was received, there doesn't seem to be enough to substantiate the complaint and to solidify what was, you know, what Ms. Miller was accused of.
Mm-hmm.
At best, maybe miscoding what she was asked to correct, it seems, and she did.
Yes, good point.
Madam Chair, my question, are we able to obtain that? I mean, we're waiting for video evidence from the company, from them.
I think that you'd
be the...
I'm sorry for talking over you.
No, it's fine. I feel like that would clarify, you know, whether these treatments occurred or not from that.
That would certainly be an option for the board, but looking at the documentation, when trying to, the multiple attempts over 3 months to connect with the person or persons making the complaint is gone nowhere. There's been no response.
Madam Chair, if I could add a little bit of information for the record about the investigation. I was the investigator on the case, and I requested patient records for the days in question, and the patient records I received were not for any of the treatments that were in question. So when I asked the complainant about it, they said that they had deleted those records because they didn't want it to be Medicare fraud. So it's ever since that I was told that I cannot get a response from them. And I can't subpoena patient records without the name and birth date.
Right. Yeah. Thank you for that. I'm going to throw a motion out there. I'll make a motion that we take no action on this because of the lack of evidence.
I'll second that motion.
All in favor?
Barbara Paulson?
Aye. Yes. Oh,
I'm sorry.
Mr. Harris, sure. Jump in.
Thanks for interrupting, but I was just wondering, because a complaint has already been opened up, is the appropriate motion to make to dismiss the complaint?
You're correct, yes.
Thank you.
You are correct. Oh, you mean where I wrote a dismiss complaint, but I didn't say that. All right. Can I just negate the first motion and go right to the next
sure.
one? Another one?
Well, yeah, you can just modify the motion to instead okay. of action to dismiss.
Okay. All right. I will make a motion that we dismiss this complaint based on lack of evidence.
I'll second that motion.
Thank you, Dr. McAllister. All in favor?
Barbara Paulson.
Aye.
Charlene Marbs.
Aye.
Victoria Cantella.
Aye.
Christopher Daly.
Aye.
Quentin McAllister.
Aye.
Okay, the motion passes unanimously 5-0. All right. Moving on down to item 7. Considering reviewing and possible action on some applications, starting with 7A1 on an initial application, Frank Castillo, who is present. with us. Sorry, I shook my notes. Okay. So, Mr. Castillo, do you want to say anything first, or do you want us to go into it first? It's up to you.
First, I want to thank the board for the opportunity and for the invitation. And I did, apply for an Arizona OC license. I did have one currently back, I think it was in 2005 to 2007. Mm-hmm. And I do live in New Mexico, and I am planning to move to Arizona. I'm looking for full-time work. And and filling out the application, I wanted to be honest and forward. And I think it, one of the questions said about, we have been arrested before. And yes, at my fault, back in 1996, I was arrested for breaking a restraining order, which I was arrested, did my probation, I did my counseling, I paid my fees. And that was back in 96. And since then, I've never been arrested. I don't have any records. And, no, Johnny, I'll be right with you, Johnny. I'm online right now. I'm sorry, excuse me. And today I'm looking forward to the board approving my OT license so I can look for full-time work. And I do appreciate your guys' time. And like I said, I just wanted to be present to make sure that there was any questions and because I wanted to be upfront and honest with you guys.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank
yes,
you.
Ma'am.
So it looks like in May of 2005, your license was approved with a letter of concern.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes?
Yes, ma'am.
And then you went to New Mexico right after that?
I actually was working. I always worked in New Mexico. I worked for a company that was doing work in Arizona.
Okay.
So I had a dual license at the time. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And you still have a current license in New Mexico. So you've been
yes,
there
ma'am.
Quite a while.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. I'll open it up to the other members if you have a comment or question.
Obviously he had an Arizona license prior. And this is kind of a rehashing unnecessarily. So if there's no other discussion, I would go ahead and make a motion to approve Mr. Castillo's license.
Charlie Marks, I second.
Okay. All in favor?
Barbara Paulson?
Aye.
Charlene Marbs?
Aye.
Victoria Cantella?
Aye.
Christopher Daly?
Aye.
Quentin McAllister?
Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes unanimously, 5-0. So, your license is approved.
Excellent. Thank you.
Okay, and Ms. Whitefer, explain to me again, the license will come to him.
Well, Mr. Castillo, I believe Ms. Igarola told me that you have a job starting very soon here.
It's pending on licensure, and it kind of just, yes, ma'am, so just depending on what would happen today. So,
okay.
Yes, I have a full-time offer on the table.
Okay, so we will approve that in the system after this call, and if you need, then Ms. Igarola can email you a scanned copy of your license, and the paper one will go out next week.
That'd be fantastic. I appreciate
okay.
it. Thank you.
Great. Thank you so much for being here, and enjoy your new job in Arizona.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Have a good afternoon, everyone.
You as well.
Thank you.
You
thank
too.
You.
Okay. Moving on to item 7A2. I'm not sure if it's Rachel or Rochelle Dirks.
Rochelle,
thank you.
Ms. Dirksy, are you on the phone?
No. Is it pronounced Dirksy? Is that correct?
I'm not 100% sure.
I feel badly when I mangle people's names. Okay, so this was... Two operating while impaired, one in July of 2011, and a second offense in January of 2015 in Michigan. In both instances, she was on probation for 2 years, and paid some big dollars. So, anyone want to share their thoughts on this?
Madam Chair, this is Charlie Marbs. Again, if there are no other discussions by the board, it seems that Ms. Dirksy completed her last round of probation without incident, and there does not appear to be any other violation since then. That being the case, I would like to make a motion that we approve her license.
I get that motion.
Nope. Second by Mr. Daly. I think you beat it out. All in favor?
Barbara Paulson?
Aye.
Charlene Marbs?
Aye.
Victoria Cantella?
Aye.
Christopher Daly?
Aye.
Quentin McAllister?
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. On to 7A3, Anna Guitar. So she had a criminal conviction which was expunged in 2014. And the document provided discharge from self-supervised the probation. 2014.
Madam Chair, this is Charlene Marskin. On Ms. Guitar, I'd like to make a motion that we approve her license as well.
I'll second that motion. Victoria Campbell.
Okay.
Barbara Paulson. Barbara Paulson.
Aye. Oh, aye.
Charlene Marbs.
Aye.
Victoria Cantella.
Aye.
Christopher Daly.
Aye.
Quentin McAllister.
Aye.
Okay, motion passes unanimously, so. Moving on to item 7A4.
Madam Chair, this is the item when we reviewed the agenda yesterday where I neglected to include it in the meeting package, but it was sent to the board members on Tuesday. So do any of the board members need me to send Ms. Kozile's information again?
I'm sorry, whose information?
Cassidy, could you tell me how to pronounce your last name?
Sure, it's Kozile.
Kozile.
Okay.
I may have overlooked that.
Okay.
Can I have a brief moment?
Do you have it available in your email still?
If you could send it to me quickly, that would be great. That would be easier.
Do we need to take a break for a few minutes so she can read it, or how are we feeling here? Maybe, you know, Ms. Cosio, if you wanted to make a statement or share
Sure, I can kind of explain, well, tell you what happened. So 12 years ago, I actually was arrested for a DWI in New Hampshire, so 2009. It was a horrible mistake, and I was scared, and I actually did not take breathalyzer, and so that's kind of where it led. But I did take the required class and, you know, paid my fees and reinstituted, and I am actually in the process of getting it annulled. That's what they call expunged in New Hampshire. It was eligible 2 years ago, but I just, with grad school, couldn't afford the lawyer to get it annulled also. So, I mean, it was horrible. I took responsibility, and I honestly don't think I've even had a speeding ticket since. So it's something that I'm really hoping to move on from and get to start my new career as an OT in Arizona.
Ms. Whiteford, I noticed in your email that you asked for page 3. Did you receive that?
So I believe what happened is I asked for the court records, and it was sent in 3 pages, but the 3rd page was blank. And so I just sent all of it to show that the 3rd page was blank.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? So I wanted to show that I sent the entire document, but there was nothing actually written from the court on the 3rd page. So I did respond to the email, but I don't know if you got that. I don't know if it's the way it printed or...
Yeah, and like I said in this email, in the email, it does happen sometimes. Okay, and I do have your email. I just did not... I guess I had not opened it. So.
So, Ms. Weisberg, do you have all the information you need at this point from...
Yes, I do.
Okay. And is there any information on there, additional information to share with the board?
Oh, from the email that she sent?
Yes.
So I'll read you the email. Okay. Hi, Karen. Thank you for your email. I just confirmed that the case summary is blank on page 3 with no additional information / entries. I included it just to show that the entire document was submitted. I did complete a DUI program in New Hampshire as part of the court process to reinstate my driver's license. Please let me know if you require any additional information. And like I said, this does happen quite often where there's a blank page in a document, but I just needed to have it verified that there was not supposed to be any additional information. I'd rather have it that way than for them to send me what appears to be an incomplete document. So,
correct.
Sounds good.
So we're agreeing that her application is complete then?
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Chris Daly, I'd like to make a motion to approve.
Charlene Marks, I second.
All in favor?
Barbara Paulson?
Aye.
Charlene Marbs?
Aye.
Victoria Cantella?
Aye.
Christopher Daly?
Aye.
Quentin McAllister?
Aye.
Okay. Motion passes unanimously.
Thank you all.
Thank you for being here today and sharing your story.
Thank you so much. I'm very excited to be part of it.
Take care.
Thank you.
Bye. All right. Does somebody have something going on in where they are? There's like some real feedback. Am I the only one hearing that?
I hear it as well.
I've been hearing it.
Okay, Madam Chair, then I will mute everyone.
Okay. But we have the power to unmute ourselves, right?
Yes.
Thank you.
I'm not sure about the people on the phone, so I'm...
Oh, okay. Maybe that's it.
Okay, so Ms. Cantella and Ms. Marbs, I believe you're the two call-in users, and once I mute you, I cannot unmute you.
I'm
not a call-in.
Okay. Who's the other call-in?
Maybe...
It allows me to unmute myself if I hit star 6. I can also mute on my end, which I've been doing, and then unmute my...
Okay.
Might be a little bit easier.
Thanks, everybody. All right. Moving on to item 7C. Renewal and reinstatement applications. We've got a board review on Philip Rose. It's nice to see your face. You've been on our agenda for a long time.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for...
Okay. So do you want to start by sharing anything with us, or...
Yes, ma'am. I'd be willing to share any questions. I can share the events of what happened. Anything you request, I'm willing to provide.
Okay, so...
And I'm sorry, Madam Chair. I'm sorry to interrupt, but I just wanted to confirm that Dr. McAllister is recused from this matter, I believe.
Yes, he is.
Okay, thank you.
Right, Dr. McAllister?
Correct.
Correct, okay. So, I'm trying to find my page for you. So, you were convicted of a felony, correct?
No, ma'am. Was dismissed with, as I understand it, dismissed with
okay.
The version program.
Okay.
Which I completed.
So you pled guilty to the charge, though. Is that correct?
If that's what documentation says, yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then we saw that your consent to go into the felony diversion program. And so that was one of the reasons we've been kind of waiting to see that documentation that you had successfully completed that program, which we now have, and that your case was dismissed with prejudice on March 3rd. Does that sound right?
Yes, ma'am. I just got the documentation myself this week.
Okay. Any comments or questions from the other board members except Dr. McAllister?
Mr. Rose, what did you have to complete as far as your program? What type of sessions did they include?
It was a 12-week program called Decision Point. And it was kind of a group discussion. Structured as far as identifying, you know, problem situations, how to process emotions, thought process before making or taking any action to just try to promote a more healthy outcome for any future situations.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, Mr. Rose, Chris Daly. Can you just give us a little overview of the practice area you're in and how long you've been a CODA?
Yes, sir. I've been in hands. I've been working with the same company, Desert Hand and Physical Therapy, and I've been an employee here since 2016, February. And also, in the event, I have my practice manager here who could provide any insight as to, you know, my actions with day-to-day working with patients, if that is any question that the board might have.
Okay, thank you for that.
Thank you.
McCormick, your the person you're referencing?
I'm sorry, say again, ma'am?
Is Ms. McCormick the person you're referencing that's here today?
No, ma'am. Brittany Battaglia, or Brittany Moya now.
So she must be on the call-in.
She's facility here with me, actually.
Oh, she's there. Oh, when you say okay. She's here, you mean she's there. Okay.
Yes, exactly.
Thank you for clarifying. I would like to put forth a motion to go into executive session for legal advice. Is there a second?
I'll second that motion. Victoria can't help.
All in favor?
Barbara Paulson?
You're muted, oh. Karen.
It's 2021 and I'm still doing that. Okay, Barbara Paulson?
Aye.
Charlene Marbs?
Aye.
Victoria Cantella?
Aye.
Christopher Daly?
Aye.
Quentin McAllister?
I have recused myself from the matter.
Okay, so the motion passes with 4 ayes and 1 abstention on that.
Okay.
Let's go into executive session at 2:07.
All right, members of the public and Dr. McAllister, I will move you into our lobby where you cannot hear the executive session, and as soon as we're back in regular session, I'll bring you back in. Did we figure out who call-in user number 3 is?
I don't
think so.